Oh, brother, what's up? It's late. Shouldn't you be in bed studying or something? Oh, what's wrong? Come sit on my bed. You don't look so good. Worried? What are you worried about? Blackouts? You feel like you're blacking out. Well, rest assured, I think you're all right. 'Cause I've been doing some things with you. The reason you're waking up not remembering stuff is because I've been telling you to forget your memories. You know how you did hypnosis to me a couple weeks ago? I did some research. I've been playing with you. It seems like you're susceptible to it. Huh? It worked on me. No, it didn't, idiot, or else I would have remembered it. Huh? You made me forget it? Are you kidding me? What did you make me do? Tell me now. Lick? Oh, you made me lick your ears. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you? Ugh, forget it. It wasn't as bad as what I made him do. Did you leave a trigger on me? No. That's assuring, at least. A trigger for you? If I did, would you be mad? Maybe. Maybe there's a tiny trigger on you, but it's nothing big. I did my research. It says people won't do things they don't want to do. But when they are under, they are able to act on their actions without embarrassment or judgment or whatever you want to call it. Basically, I make you do things you want to do anyway. So it's not like it's weird or anything. What do I make you do? Oh, I just gave you a massage for the first time. I hypnoed you. Yeah. I wonder if you felt good after it because, well, I made you forget. Ah, I see. So you did forget. It seems like we have an agreement. I can play. I mean, put you under when I want, right? I promise I would do nothing to harm you. You're my little brother, after all. I care for you. So, yeah, basically, you can come to me if you need some stress relief or a time out from, you know, existing. And then you can be my little plaything. I mean, by the sounds of it, you're actually okay with that. Having me in charge. You like the idea of me being in control? You're honestly so cute. Here, let me give you a hug, silly. You're my good little. Perfect. You're so precious. Does my little brother feel okay? Would he like to feel better? You seem awfully submissive. Would you like to explore that more? You would. I want you to be my little doggy for tonight. Do you think you could do that? Okay, rule one. Doggies don't talk, so from now on, you can only bark, pant, and moan. Good. I want you to get into a dog's mindset. You love attention, right? So if I touched all over your body, it would feel good. Just like this. Okay, now be a good dog and go on all fours on the bed. That's right. There, now I can give you better belly rubs. Oh, he's a good doggy. Oh, it's you. You're my good doggy. Are you panting? You're such a good boy. And if my hand went a little lower on my good boy's stomach, he's hard. My pussy is throbbing. Teasing him like this is just too intense. It's so much fun. I'm tracing over his clothes and his crotch, but all I can feel is his cock. His doggy thrusting a little. Is the petting getting too much? You're panting so much. Doggies always get too excited when they shouldn't. And if I take out your dick from your pants. Oh my god, it's leaking so much. This doggy is really excited. If I keep teasing and petting you around your crotch, doesn't it make you want to thrust? My little doggy is thrusting and panting, but not getting any release. Tell me you want to speak. He knocked me back on my bed. He's thrusting the air whilst being above me. Oh my god, this is too good. How could I possibly hold out? Come here, doggy. Look where my hand is. It's closed over. Look, see? If you can stick your throbbing dick in it. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you thrusting away and you're panting. Good boy, good boy. Go on, pant in my ears as you thrust. All the pleasure of getting your cock finally touched after all that teasing. Oh, it's all slick from all the leaking you were doing. You're such a good doggy, aren't you? Oh, you're whimpering. Is my good boy getting close already? Does he want to finish? Oh, you're licking my face. Doggies don't get to come until I say. You have to be a good boy and earn it, right? Keep thrusting. I want you to be nearly spilling your thick hot load over me. Come on, your panting is so cute. Doggy understands numbers, right? I'll give my good boy to the count of 10 and then he can release his delicious cum on me. I'll even open my mouth for you. So I hope you shoot far. Look how wet my mouth is. Come on. I'm drooling just thinking about having my good little doggies come in my mouth. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. overstimulation. I need to do this again sometime soon. Aw, you look so tired. Let me pull these back up. And come lie down in bed with me. Good boy, you're my good boy. Let me put the covers over my favorite doggy. Now listen up. There's some new rules for my doggy. In 1 week's time, I want to play with you again. So doggy isn't allowed to touch or come for a whole week. You won't know why, but you'll just do it. Then, at midnight, in a week's time, you'll come into my room and drop on all fours and wait for my command to put you under my control. Good boy. When I count up to three, you will resurface again. You'll forget what I did to you, but you just remember how aroused you were, that you want to hide it from me. And you'll remember that you'll want to keep being my good little boy. One, two, three. Well, how do you feel? I just got you nice and comfy and massaged you a little again. Ooh, your hips are sore. That's weird. You never mentioned any pain around your hips. Well, you seem pretty tired, so I don't mind if you want to share a bed tonight. You aren't so annoying after all.